So today is Daf Kuvches. We are actually on Daf Kuvches. We're in the middle of discussing the story of Rabbi Bar Huna, who had this forest on the side of the river and was told that he should cut down the forest because, you know, the ship owners need the riverbanks to pull the boats down. And he said, I'm not going to, there's no reason for me to do it if the people upstream or downstream are not going to do it because they are either the government or something, they're not going to do it. So why should I lose out if it's not going to help anyway? So that's who we are now in the end. So right where we are now is he's justified because there was no point for him to do it if it's not going to help anyway because the people downriver or upriver are not going to do it. But Rabbi Bar Rav Nachman, so we're on the top line of Kuches, Rabbi Bar Rav Nachman have a ka'azil ba'arba. So they are now on a boat going down that same river that Rabbi Bar Rav Huna has his forest on, right? So they saw, again, the Abba is a forest, they saw this forest on the side of the river. Amar luhu deman. So he said, who does this belong to do? Who does this forest belong to? It shouldn't be there. So Amrule, they said to him, the Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. He said, it belongs to Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. So Amar, so he said, he got upset that he's there. He says, Yad hasarim v'hasiganim haisab b'mal zarishona. This is talking about in times of the beginning of the second Beis Hamikdash by Ezra, when he comes and he sees that there's a lot of intermarriage, and he says the people on top were the first ones to do it. So here he also, the person on top, the Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, is the first one doing wrong. What's he doing? He must have been unaware of the psak that went on that we saw yesterday, that there was no point for him to do it because no one else was going to do it.
Right.
So Amar Lahu, so he tells the people around, Kutsu kutsu, go chop it down. Go cut down the trees. Right? So then they do that. And also Rabbi Bar Rav Huna of Ashkei Dekaitz, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna comes and he sees his forest is chopped down. He goes, what's going on here? Just yesterday we said it was fine. I explained my case. Who chopped this down? So Amar Man Kaitse Tokutz Anfe, cursed. He said, whoever cut down my forest, his branches should be cut, meaning his children should be cut. So Amri, and they said, Kulu Shani, the Rabbi Rav Huna, as long as Rabbi Rav Huna was alive, Lo akayim lezara l'Rabbi Bar Rav Nachman. Rabbi Bar Nachman never had, you know, surviving offspring. And the curse was true. There was a similar thing. I think Rav once got upset to Shmuel, and he also cursed Shmuel. Shmuel also had issues with his children. But so I guess the Rabbi Bar Rav Nachman must have felt that he was justified because he didn't know what happened before, and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna must have felt that he was justified because why should he cut it down after he was already told he didn't have to cut it down? I was always asking these things. I was, okay, so after they figure everything out, why can't they somehow do something about the curse? Why can't they talk to each other, work it out afterwards, and say, oh, it was all a big mistake. It was all this huge misunderstanding. I apologize. Here's money for paying the damage, whatever it is. And why do they have to get to the point where kids are getting killed? So that's always tends to bother me. I had to ask that because Yossi's not here, and he certainly would have asked that question. Okay.
I understand that Rabbi Huna didn't know who'd cut it down, and therefore it was just a general.
It was the same thing by Yaakov and Rachel, but so he cursed in general. But after a while, someone must have told him. The people who cut it down, who say, "Oh, we're working on the psaka," do a little bit of diligence, he can figure it out. Okay, unless the curse is, you know, irrevocable. I don't know. Amar Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Hakol leigle gapa va'afilu miyasmi. The Gemara is now going to bring another psak of Rav Yehuda, and this talks about, you know, dealing with the public works, participating in public need, right? Hakoli igle gapo, when they were coming to create the wall, it looks like a defensive wall for the city, so that the enemy won't come in. Then they take payment even from the Yisomim. Afilu miyasme aval Rabbanon, but from the Talmid Chachamim, from the Rabbanon, big machlokes who Rabbanon are, lo, they do not have to pay the tax. My timer, what's the reason why they don't collect from the Talmid Chachamim? Rabbanon lo tzrichin tirusa, because the Rabbanon do not need protection, because, it says, Rabbanon lo tzrichin tirusa, because their Torah is supposed to be what protects them, right? So this is a big to-do, I won't step into it, but this is a big to-do. They don't need to do Terusa. But Licharia de Pasia, but when they're I guess digging a well, or they're digging a pit in order to get my water, in order for water, then Afilim Rabbanan. Then even the Rabbanan, because they do need to drink. Their Torah could protect them, but the Torah cannot quench their, you know, literal thirst. They have to drink. The lo amaron, and we only said that the Tamid Chachamim have to participate in the digging of the wells, el de lo nafki b'uch luza, when they don't go by themselves out to dig, meaning they're paying somebody else. Aval le'uch luza, if the city people are going to dig it on their own, lo, the Tamid Chachamim do not have to go. The rabban la b'nei meipik b'uch luza ninu, because it's not the derech of the Tamid Chachamim to be zazel in their kavod, and it's a gnai for them to do work on the land in front of everybody. So they don't have to do it. This brings down the sheet of Mikubetzes. It could be that they're putter from actually doing it, but maybe they should hire somebody. Maybe they still need it. Maybe they have to pay for somebody else to do it, you know, in their stead. You're like in the Civil War when there were, you know, people paid for other people to go to the army. Right. Okay, so there's a whole to-do about what's considered Rabbanon, whether it's Toru Menasso, what is Toru Menasso, how to do. Bottom line is, the reason why the Torah protects them is because they're actually learning Torah. If they're not going to be the ones really learning Torah, not doing what Torah and Menasseh is, then they kind of lose this Torah. So
it says here that they're not even required to hire others to go with their stuff.
Okay, the Shita Mekubetzes has a suffix, and he says that they do have to bring other people down. Okay, so I have the Shita Mekubetzes, I have the Ritva, I have the Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya, who says that they do not. But that
they don't have to.
That's the Shulchan Aruch based on
Yerodeya.
Doesn't it? Simon Reish Mem Gimel. Simon Aleph.
243.
That's what Reish Mem Gimel transliterates into. Okay.
What?
Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, another thing. Licharia din Nahara. So now we're dredging out a river. I guess, okay, you have a river. You have people upstream who are using the river, people downstream. Because the river has now collected sediment and is being blocked up. So the people further downstream are now being blocked from using the river. So the river doesn't help them. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, the L'chayr Dinara, to dredge out the river, Tatoi Misayei Le'ilai. The lower people downstream, have to help the people upstream to fix it. But ilae lo misaye tatai. But the people upstream do not have to people downstream. Meaning, if the river is fine by you, then you don't have to help the people further down because you're not suffering. But the people, whoever being impacted, have to help out. So you can't have this free rider item. You have to help out. That's when it comes to the river flowing downstream. But the chilufa b'maya din mitra. But the opposite is true. I think this is sort of like maybe leaders or something like that that pull the water out, the rainwater out. Rashi says chilufa b'maya din mitra. It's the last Rashi, short lines, but it's a pretty big Rashi. It says to go and be'ir shemayim kashim. It's the water, I guess the rainwater is difficult. It's hard for them. Laharbos tit, it brings a lot of mud. Ulekalkalas hadrachim, and it destroys the roads. Va'osin lahem charitz b'morid hamayim chutzlir. And they have this sort of pipe that leaders, like roof gutters, to pull the water out of the city. So im niskalkel hachorin kenegen hachtachonim. If the water leaders are damaged lower down, the korim lahem ha'olyonim, and then the water gathers up top. So the water gathers up top. Tzrichin l'sayez tachtonim l'chros kenegdon. So the people up top have to help the people below to get it out because it's detrimental to them. Shekol zman shelo yardu hamayim tachtonim l'chutz l'ir. So because all the time the water doesn't go out of the city. Yamdu ha'olyonim b'mkomam. The top one, it's going to stay. It's going to stay in the top. But if it's getting blocked up on top, the people down below don't have to help, because for them it's good for the water not to run through. It doesn't hurt them. So then now it's just the opposite. The people on top have to help people on the bottom. In Tanya Yochi, we have a brisa that supports this halacha. Chamesh ganos. So you have five gardens. I guess one is lower than the next. Hamistapkos mayim mimayin echad. Who now they get water, they drink from water from one water source. V'niskalkal amayan, and this water source is blocked up, it stops. Kulon misaknos ilum elyona. The top guy is not, I guess the water source is by the top. The top guy is not the only one responsible, because they're all impacted. They all have to help fix the water source. So it turns out, nimsos tachtona mitakenes imkula. The bottom guy is always going to have to help. If it gets stopped up by person one, then one, two, three, four, five have to help. Stops up by person two, then two, three, four, five have to help. Then three, four, and five, and five. He has to always help. But if it only gets stopped up and he's the only one who's impacted, then he does it on his own. The other people on top do not have to help him because it's not impacting them. There's no free rider. Then same thing also the opposite way around. V'chein chamesh chatzeros. You have five chatzeros. Okay, you have five courtyards. Shahayu mikalchos mayim lebiv echad. That the water, it's the rainwater or the bad water, would gather into one pipe, and that pipe would then bring the water out of the city. V'neskakel habib, and that pipe gets broken. Kula mitaknos im hatachtona. They all have to help the lower one because they all get bumped. They all have to get they all get impacted. If it's stopped up on the top, everyone is impacted. And as it goes down, it gets stopped, and it gets stopped. The person.
It'll all flood.
But the person below doesn't have to help because he's fine with not having the water come through his property. So if it's habib, kula mitaklos imataktona. It's the other way around. It's blocked up at the bottom. All of them have to help out. Right? Nimtzes el yona mitakenes im kulan. The top guy ends up having to help everybody because he's always impacted. Umitakenes laatzman. In the end, if it's only blocked up on the top, he would be on his own. Okay. Amar Shmuel. Here's a bit interesting case. Amar Shmuel. Hai man de achazik biraksa de nahara. So somebody was tofes property on the riverbanks. That seems to be the place where the ships sort of docked. Right? Rashi says, Hai man de achazik biraksa de nahara. So you see, it's the Rashi is the end of the second wide line, but it starts the third wide line. Bishnei ha-Parsiim, during the Persian days of the Persians, haya hakarka mufkar lekol hakodim lahachzik bo ulefroa lemelech taska du mashal karka. Property, there's no such thing as property ownership based on anything else other than tax payment. So if you pay the taxes on the land belonged to you. So you had these, if you didn't pay the tax on the land, and someone who did pay the tax, sort of, you know, the notices, now we buy tax liens, we don't buy the property, but you can buy, eventually foreclose, but you can buy the land based on paying the taxes. The imba echad, so one guy comes, umachzik asfas hana'ar, makam shasvinos olos l'namal, and he grabs on the side of the river the area that the boats go to port. I guess typically they would leave these areas free. People would not want to grab it for the benefit of society, so people would be free access back and forth on the side. So here, and these people use it for the boats, which sarach makom penui harbe. There's a need for a lot of free area, the prokim asos, the svinos, l'tonim tochem otsion, for all the work that goes on the boats.
Right?
V'zeh hichzik livno sham binyan. This guy now grabs it, and he wants to build there. Or he wants to plant and seed there. Most of the time, the deal was you leave it empty. This guy decides to pay the taxes on it, so the Persians give him the land. Right? So chatzifahu, he's a mechutzav. What he's doing is not right, because he's being mekalkel a place that was used by the rabbim. But siluke lo mesalkinle. But he does not get. You can't kick him out. You really can't kick him out because he didn't meet the letter of the law. It belongs to him. It belongs to him. Va'idna, but nowadays, and this is where Rashi gets a little difficult. Va'idna dekakasve parsai, that the parsayim write. Kinelach ad milay tzavere susamaya, that whoever buys who owns the property in the riverbank also owns into the water up to the neck of a horse, right? That you also own a little bit into the water. Then saluke nami misalkinale. Then we can even kick him out. Rashi seems to say over here that was going on. He says Rashi in the Kasi Farsai. So you go all the way in. And they put up fences. Rashi seems to say the change to Metzius is that here we're talking about where now you're going in and taking someone else's property. So I'm not exactly sure how that changed, I really don't understand Rashi. Tosos has a different peshat, and this is how I learned to begin with. So, Mechilas called Rashi, we usually learn up here Rashi, but I'm to try to, maybe it made more sense to me, Tosos, so we'll read Tosos. So Tosos says, he says, Lo kepeir shakon chers, demafar sagnei rishon kedob in amelech, elam sagnei lebogon gavimsh. He says, what we do over here is, we kick him out because Chayshinon shelo yavo lahachzik ato chenar kamo shkos lamelech v'yakiv hilu chasvinos ubiatan lenamal. What happens over here is if now that the Persian is given this extra amount into the waterway, we're now concerned that not only will he build a house on the property, but he will prevent the boats from docking, because he now owns, he'll put up something in the river, and he'll prevent the boats from going downstream, or upstream. That those days probably downstream. But, so therefore, what you do here is now we're going to force him off. Now we're going to punish him. Not only does he not get the water rights, we're going to not even allow him to get the rights on the riverbank. How you do this, the Dina de Machus, the Dina allows him to do it, I'm not sure, but, what?
That's how it works.
No, Dina Machus gives him the property rights. But then here, I guess, when it goes against the rules set by Chachamim, so then you don't have to do that. So we're kones him because we don't want him. Because he even has to move away from the riverbank because we don't want him to have any impact on the river itself. To me, that's what made more sense, and that's how I learned originally. I apologize. I don't understand Rashi. I apologize to Rashi. I have to look it over.
I don't understand how we can buy the land if you need it for the right of way for the bargain.
What do you mean? You pay the taxes. It becomes yours.
Right, but you need it for the right of way for the bargain.
So what? It's public property. The way it works in those towns is if you go to the government and you say, you see this land that's being used by the public, I'm paying the taxes on that now. So the Persian government says, sure. It's yours. Okay. Amarav Yehuda, Amarav, Hayman the Achzik Bene Achai Ubene Shutafai, Chafitzahave, but Silukilo Masalkinale. So Rashi says what happens over here is this guy who buys property between the property of brothers or shutfin. Rashi says, Sodeh ha'omedes likach b'taska. Right, there's an opening of a field here that can be taken by paying the taxes. I guess it's left empty. And you can just pay the taxes and you can get the field. V'sodeh shnei achim smuchin lo mikan u'mikan. So you have this field B in the middle. A and C are on either side belonging to brothers. And this guy, he goes in and he pays the taxes and gets it. What he's doing is he's a mechutzav because should have let the brothers get it so they can have contiguous property, or the partners can go to get contiguous property, which is going to lead us on to the next sugya and the din of bar metzra. But we cannot kick him off because he was did the up he did. So Rashi seems to say over here that it's talking about that sadeh ha'omedes likach b'taska. It's like this field that's available to be taken with property. So that's, and there's also, look at Tosos, he says, Mubfei Rishabein Atam, the Tosos one up, he says, Mubfei Rishabein Atam, Dafka be'ichzik shahaisa karka hefker, v'kabla minat melech betaska lo misalkinale. He says that also, seems like Rashi. But Rav Nachman, back in the Gemara, I'll keep your finger on Tosos, Rav Nachman Amar, nami misalkinon. We can kick him out, because they can say that they can kick him out. The imishum dinar de mametzah lo misalkinale. But you can't kick him out because of the dinar bar metzah. The dinar bar metzah is, if I own a property and the property next to me becomes available for purchase, technically speaking, somebody shouldn't buy it. I have the right of first refusal if all other things are equal. And we'll see that sooner on. But if here, he doesn't have a claim of bar metzra. Why? Rashi says, v'im yishum din bar metzra, he says, im einam lo achim, v'lo shutfin, el mikoch meitronos baal, come because of the border, al hamachzik, v'omrim, anu hayu mitzak nekachton, anu tzrikan karka. Right, he says, "Lo masalkinale, the lo ichpat lan the din bar metzra klal." Rashi says that Rav Nachman does not hold the din bar metzra. That's Rashi says right here. Rav Nachman doesn't hold the din bar metzra. So now let's go, and then the Hardoi Amri from the Hardoi say, "Afilu mishum din bar metzra misalkinale." Even the din bar metzra, not only shutvin, not only achin, from a din bar metzra, I can kick the guy out because he shouldn't be paying the taxes according to Rashi to collect the property. I should have the first opportunity. If I'm willing to do it, and all the things are equal, I can kick him out, or he should leave, and I can get it because the pasuk says, "Mishum vasisa yashav ato beinei Hashem." The din bar metzra, there's a famous Ramban on that pasuk that talks about, that pasuk, it's on Kedoshin of Nava Vishus Torah. I forgot which one. Forgot where the Ramban is. But the din of us, do what's upright and righteous in the eyes of God, is sort of this catch-all phrase to do what's right. And do what's right is to do this din of bar mitzvah. As you go back to Tosfos says, right, we just said Tosfos said that Rabbi Natan was talking about a place where it would karkos hefker, right? And he says, Rav Nachman, dafka b'nei achi misalkin lei. Only if it's between two brothers, we kicked him out. She'asa yoser midai shaloke hagon lachzik b'nei achi. Because he did really wrong to take property between the lands of two brothers. But for bar metzra, Lo masukin on le. We don't kick him out. Delo shayichkam v'sisa yashav atov. There's no concept here v'sisa yashav atov. Kevon sheyuchul lekabel min amelech. Delo chashu. Because here, it was open, for all this time it was open. All you had to do was pay the taxes and get it from the king. Now somebody else is coming in. Usually if it's a sale, I may not know that the guy is offering it for sale. So if the guy offers for sale, I can come in. But if it's all you have to do is pay the taxes and get it, there's no basis of Yashar Tov. Kevin Sheikhul Kabin Melech Velo Choshel. Aval B'mocher, but here Rav Nachman's going to agree. Remember, Rashi said that there's no, Rav Nachman doesn't hold a Din of Bar Metzra. Tosas is now saying that Rav Nachman just holds that here there's no Din of Bar Metzra. Aval B'mocher, Modehim Kuli Alma, the Shayat Din of Bar Metzra. And when it comes to regular din of bar metzra, Tosos says that Rav Nachman will agree that there's a din of bar metzra. Because how would he know until it's put for sale? Sign. Let's say he sold on a private sale. He didn't hire Miller Realty and he didn't put the sale up in their property. It was for sale by owner quietly, right? And Hardai go one step further and see even over here, even though it's just for tax, you just have to pay the taxes to get the property. They still hold that you can hold the concept of sisa yashav atov, and therefore you can kick him out with din bar metzra. So now the Gemara is going to go and talk about the din of bar metzra.
What is the basis of this?
Because it's the right thing to do that a person willing to pay for the property should own the next property next to him, so he can have a larger contiguous field and it's better, more beneficial for him. You're buying property, you can go buy property somewhere else. Why do you have to bedafka buy here? Assuming everything is equal, same amount of money, same type of money. Assuming everything is equal. Now the Gemara is going to go through the halachas of bar metzra. So asa imlich bay. So now we have now is the owner, the buyer, and the neighbor. So the buyer goes to the neighbor and he says, "Amr le izil izbun, can I go ahead and go buy the property from the seller that's next door to you?" But Amr le izil izbun, he says, "Yeah, go ahead, go buy it. I don't have any problems with it." Sarich le mikne mine olo, do they have to make some sort of kinyan? There's a kinyan suder to concretize the das so that it's valid. I mean so that the neighbor cannot claim bar metzra anymore. So Ravina Amar lo tzarich l'mikne minei, you don't have to make a kinyan, and once he gives up, right? V'nahardai Amri tzarich l'mikne minei. No, you really should make a kinyan, because if you don't, he can retract and just say I was kidding. And hilchas lo tzarich l'mikne minei. The halacha is, you have to make the kinyan in order to prevent it from retracting. Why would he be allowed to retract? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines up from the bottom. Nahardai Amri tzarich l'mikne, the e lo kanimine, because if I, the purchaser, do not make this kinyan with the neighbor, matzi amrule, the neighbor can say, mishata hayisi b'cha, kidei la'amida al damim hamruim la. I was just kidding around in order to get the right price. Because what happens is, I'm the neighbor, I live next door to you, and I want to buy it, you can jack up the price. You know, like a shul, buying a property for ridiculous amounts of money just because it's next door to a shul. But it's completely not worth it. But since the neighbor knows you want it, he'll raise the price. So I said, you could buy it, no problem. Now I find out what the real price is, what it's really worth, and now I'll come in. But that's the reason, that's why you have to make sure. So Nadari say, you have to be Konehim. So Rashi says, Hashta the Amar Tzarech Lemikne. Oh, so next. The Gemara then says, Hashta the Amar Tzarech Lemikne Mine. Now that we said that you have an obligation, that you want to protect yourself, you have to be Koneh from the neighbor, E lo Kone Mine, if you did not make this kinyon, iyakor v'zul berususei. So essentially, you, the purchaser, became the shliach of the neighbor. You bought the property on his behalf, and now with the price, the value of the property goes up or down. It went up or down in the neighbor's rishus. Meaning, if the property now, let's say I bought it for $100, and now the neighbor comes and says, "All right, I want it." If the property now, if the value is only worth $150, you only can pay him $100. If the value is worth $50, you still pay him $100. Right? Rashi says, Hashi de'amar tzarech le'mikne minei, im kein, oh, I guess the Gemara gives, that's not, so he says, im kein, ein kinyano shel zeh klum. The guy who bought this property, his kinyan is nothing. Im yakir ozol arab resusa de'bar metri yakir ozol. V'lo yosef, v'lo yigra lokech, v'li kabal damim. The fluctuation of the price, it fluctuates in the property of the neighbor, who's technically the owner. V'chi yakir rach le'bar metri hu, v'chi zalb, say the bar metri, all belong to him. Because he had the right. Again, this is assuming that all the other. I don't understand how it works. You have to. You see later on the Gemara. In order for the bar metzra to work, you have to be willing to be liquid, to be willing to pay right now. Because time is of the essence. Also, when it comes to selling property, so I'm not sure how the property fluctuates so much within that time period. But okay.
So you can't buy them at a higher price.
Correct. And you can't let him buy it and then try to rip him off and pay him a lower price. You're paying for the price of what the time he bought. Zavin b'ma'a v'shava masan. Okay, let's say, another din. The lokeach, the purchaser, buys the bar mitzvah property that's worth 200, he buys for 100. So it looks like he's getting, you know, a good gift for 100. So chazinon, if this seller was pressed and he needed cash now and he was willing to sell to anybody for 100, then that was the price of the property. So the neighbor, the bar mitzvah, can come in and say, here's 100 and take the property. However, the elo, meaning if he wouldn't have sold to anybody else for this price, rather, he's only selling to this guy for 100 bucks as opposed to 200 because he likes him. If the elo, so Yoivlo must have miscalculated. Then in order to get the property, the guy would have to pay 200. I mean, the 100 is basically some sort of gift to the purchaser, but the real price is 200. So if you want the property, you have to pay the full price of 200. Now, Zavon b'masan v'shavor meya. Let's say he bought it for 200, even though it's worth 100. He paid extra. Savor minei, they originally thought, matzi amrele l'sakune shadirtich v'lo la'avusei. You would have thought, again, we said that the purchaser becomes sort of a shliach. So we would have thought to say that the neighbor can tell him, you're my shliach for my benefit, not for my detriment. So I'm not going to pay you 200, I'm going to pay you 100, the land is mine, which goes against what we just said before. So Amrle Markashisha, Bereid Rav Chizdas, but Markatisha, the son of Rav Chizda, says, L'rav, Hachi Amr Nehardai, Mishim Rav Nachman, Ein Ono Bekar Kankra. There's no ono when it comes to karka. Machlokas, what that means, no ono at all, or maybe up to a certain degree. But going here, that there's no, according to the Rashbam of Vasra, it means that there's no inherent value to property. Property, the value is based on what the market's willing to bear. Right. That's whatever people want to spend. So that's what it means, ein ono karkas. So if there's no ono by karka, I can't say that when you bought it, you ripped me off by paying too much. That became the price. You bought it for 200, that becomes 200. Therefore, if the neighbor wants to take the property back from the lokeach, he has to give him the 200. But if he won't give him the 200, then it stays by the purchaser. Okay. Now, another din. Zavin le giriva da'ara b'mitzia nichse. Okay, so now this seems like they're trying to do a little bit of trick over here. So okay, what happens is you have this whole swath of land, and then you have, you know, property, this is the property to here, and then the neighbor is over here, off the side of my gemara. So what happens is, guy comes in, and I sell him the property over here, at the edge of my field. So then, and then afterwards, I'm going to sell him the property over here. So he becomes the bar mitzvah, because he bought the property up to the border. So he's become the bar mitzvah first, so the other guy can't come. You have two bar mitzvahs, one doesn't trump the other. Whoever bought it. So he says, Zavin le gevira da'ara, he bought like a strip of land, b'mitzia nichse, in the midst of his property, chazinen, we take a look. Was there anything special about the land that he bought? If there was something special about the land that he bought, then maybe they bought the land because of something about that land. If that strip of land that he bought was different than all other lands that the guy owned, then fine, that was a valid sale. He's either unloading bad property, or he's selling this guy's walking in to buy good property. However, if not, irume kam arim. If that land is exactly the same as all other land, you can see that's just a trick over here. We were sending him this strip of land, so he can come to bar mitzvah and then buy the property next to it and kick out the original neighbor. Rashi says, ilo irume kam arim im basi likach etzlam yisakluni. So if basically you say, if I buy the property next door to you, they're going to kick me out. So eknani beisei beemsa, let me buy a little bit of property in the midst of your field. Now I'm bar mitzvah in all four ways around your property. I bought this property right smack in the middle of your field. I'm now the bar mitzvah all around. Now I'll buy all the other property around. They won't be able to kick me out. He says, can't get me out anywhere, right? Hilkach mehashda mesalkinle. So he says, Hilkach mehashda, from now, mesalkinle, mashma from Rashi, that the initial sale is not valid. That middle property is also not sold. The Rambam says, no, that initial sale is valid. It's valid, but he just doesn't get the dinam of bar mitzvah because of the trick. You can still buy that property, you just can't get the benefit of being the bar mitzvah because you're only doing it to trick and become the bar mitzvah all around. But you still, the initial sale is still a valid sale. Rashi says the initial sale is not even valid at all because it's only done in order to get to get the other property without having been kicked out, so therefore that initial sale is invalid to begin with as well. Okay. Now the Gemara, I think, now is going to bring about, I think it's eight cases where the Din of Bar Metzra does not apply. Okay, there's no Din of Bar Metzra here. Fine. Number one, Matana less be Mishum Din of Bar Metzra. If I gift the property over to somebody, you can't be kicked out. There's no Din of Bar Metzra. Right, Rashi said, why? Because there's no, the whole idea is Vasisa V'yashar V'tov. You're doing a Sisa V'yashar V'tov, I'm doing a Sisa V'yashar V'tov to this guy because he's getting a gift. Why is one trump the other? Amar Ameimar, but Ameimar says, Ikasav le Achrayis is be Mishum Din of Bar Metzra. If you give this guy a matana, they say, but also you have, I'm going to indemnify you if anyone comes and takes it. Well, typically a matana doesn't come with an indemnification. So if there's any indemnification, then it seems a little more shady, and therefore, the sale is, you know, except when you give your kids something, if it breaks, you have to buy it again. You have to go to Amazon and buy the next one, because whenever you give your kids a gift, you indemnify them. But when it comes to typically, you don't indemnify the gift. So therefore, if you do, we do say there's a Din of Bar Metzra, because that's really a sale. That's going to be really a sale. You're going to figure out what the story is, and you can have, and the neighbor can get the property first. In the case number two, Machar Kol Nechasav Le'echad Less B'Mishum Din of Bar Metzra. If I sold all my property to one individual, including property that abuts the neighbors, there's no Din of Bar Metzra, because it was basically a package deal. I sold all my property. I sold all my property except for that one piece of parcel of land, that has to go to the neighbor. The guy's like, no, I want it all. It's an asset purchase agreement that gives me all your assets. I want it all, so we're afraid that it won't come out. Rashi says, Shalot Tiknu Chachamim Lokeya, it's five lines when they get short. Less permission din bar metzra shelo tiknu chacham lokeach listalik lasosa yashar etov lebala meitzer shehurah lemacher. You can't. There's no. You don't do a sisu yashar etov for the neighbor if it's going to be detrimental to the seller. Shezel lo yikna shar sheyim shochas yado b'shvil zeh. He's not going to buy everything else. Makom say that the mocher lo tiknu din bar metzra. The mocher is going to lose. There's no din bar metzra. That's number two. Number three. Lebailin rishonim less permission din bar metzra. Someone comes from an ancestral field and he wants to buy it. Then there's no Din of Bar Metzra, because the Sisa V'yashar V'tov is to get back your original family property. Okay, the Sisa V'yashar V'tov to the purchaser there as well. Now, Zavin Me Ove Kolchavim. I bought the property from a guy, and V'zavin Li Ove Kolchavim, less me Mishum Din of Bar Metzra. Buying from a guy or selling to a guy does not trigger the Din of the Bar Metzra. Buying from the guy, they say that there's no Din of the Bar Metzra, because he says, where it says, Zavri of Kochavim, the Amarle, Ari Avri Chelach Mi Metzara. I did a good thing to you. I got rid of this bad neighbor. I chased away the lion. Problem I have with that is that, okay, so the Bar Metzra can also chase away the lion if he's willing to sell. So I don't know why that's the issue. And Zavin Le Ove Kochavim, you can sell to the Ove Kochavim and not trigger Bar Metzara, because Ove Kochavim Vade Lav Bar Resis of Yashav HaTovu. The Ove Kochavim is not Shayach in the Din of Asisa Yashar Tov. Fundamental Rashi now here is it seems that the Din of Bar Metzra is not on the seller, it's on the purchaser. Because if you're saying, oh, the guy is not Shayach Asisa Yashar Tov. So Rashi says, Akam la bar Vasisa, the Ein Lanu Lomar al Din of Bar Metzra Vasisa Yashar Tov el Lokeach. The halacha of Din of Bar Metzra of Asisa Yashar Tov is the Lokeach. Don't buy the property. Or let the neighbor buy the property. Shal mocher omer lo, the mocher can say, ma'asisi lecha, im erze lo makarena lech v'tiyeh b'yadi. The mocher can say, don't look at me, I don't want you as my neighbor. So if I don't want you as my neighbor, I can just not sell the property. And you still don't get the property. So I sell to somebody else, big deal. Aval lokeach nemar meshoch yotcha v'yikkenu zeh. But to lokeach we say, you withhold your hand, you go buy somewhere else, and let the neighbor buy this property, if it makes no difference to the seller. But when it comes to the guy, he doesn't have the halacha of asisa v'yashar v'tov. So you can't say the Din of Bar Metzra in that case. However, the seller definitely did something wrong here, because he sort of like sold it to somebody else instead of the neighbor. So he says, but shamute, the Gemara says, shamute vade mishamtina lei. We've definitely put him in nidoy adim makabalai kol onsi da asid le machmasei. He has to then indemnify the neighbor and basically say any damage that this new, you know, Ove Kochavim neighbor is going to cause, I will pay you for it. Meaning I'll make you whole, not make you whole by giving you the property, but make you whole that your property that you currently have will not be damaged. Okay, that was case number four. Case number five, mashkanta less be mishum din bar metzora. We saw this before. If it's mashkon, basically, so I lent you money, and now I take your field as a mashkon, you cannot pay me back, so you basically sell to me the land, and that becomes my land. There's no din of bar metzora. I, the mashkon holder, I mean, I, the lender, can own the land. I don't have to offer the land up to the neighbor. Why? Why? Amar Rav Ashi, because Rav Ashi said, Amali Saba de Matam Achsha, the elders of Masi Masi explained to me, my mashkanta, what does the word mashkanta mean? It means the shchun agabe, that you are a neighbor for it. Right, my nafgamina, the din of the bar metzora, the nafgamina, the din of the bar metzora. You are considered the neighbor. If you're the mashkin holder, you are in a closer relationship to that property than the person who owns the property next door. Mashkanta comes from the word of shachin as the neighbor, the nafgamina, the din of the bar metzora, that you become the closer neighbor, so you don't have to offer it to somebody else because the mashkin, hey, you already had a foothold in that property. That's case number five. Case number six, limko birachok viligo bikarov. So I want to sell my field that is in a distance, and then legal here I think means just to buy, and then buy another field in its stead close. Or I want to sell bira, I want to sell my bad field, legal biyof, in order to buy a good field, less ba mishum dina bar metzora. There's no din of dina bar metzora over here. Rashi says, lefisha ein lan lafsid mocher mishum tov yashar de metzoran. Right, what happens is I already have the sale done. I am going to sell. I got a buyer for my property in California. So now if I have to, now I already have that buyer, and I'm selling that because I need to get liquid in order to buy property here. So if I delay now, I'm going to lose. I want the cash now because I have a deal ready to go. I already have my, right? All right, I already have my trade set up. Right, I already have my trades already set up. And if you disrupt that, I'm going to lose out. So in those cases, you don't, because time is of the essence. If time is of the essence of the transaction, we don't do Vasisa Yashar Vatov for the neighbor, because that will upset the Vasisa Yashar Vatov for the owner. That's case number six. Case number seven. L'charga l'mizone l'gvura lesser mishum d'bar metzora. If you need the money now to pay the taxes. Again, there was no extensions of taxes back then. The guy came to collect the tax, you pay the tax. You couldn't just mail in and say, I'll pay October 15th. You got to pay it now. Well, now you actually have to pay it also, just an extension for filing. But you can't, you have to, what? This year's the 18th, but normally it's the 15th. I think it's April 18th. I still think it's October 15th at the end of the time. So I'm right. So l'charga l'mizone, if you need food for the orphans, or l'kvura, you need the money now to bury the dead, less maybe shum din d'mar metzora. There's no din d'mar metzora, because again, time is the essence of the money now. Can't be waiting at all. The amina hardai, because the hardai I've said, the hardai comes up a lot in the din d'mar metzora, l'charga l'mizone l'kvura, misabim b'lo achra azosa. The same way, typically, when you sell orphans' property, you sell it with an announcement in order to get the best price. But if you need it for karga mizone l'kvura, then there is no selling. I mean, you need to get the money right now. So to bar metzora, you get the money right now. You don't have to worry. Le'isha, if you sell the property to a woman, li'yasme to yisomim or le'shutafei, if you sell it to your partner in this property, you're selling it to the other property. Less b'mishum din bar metzora. There's no din mishum bar metzora. The woman, why? The reason why for the woman and the Yisomim, I guess, is that we say in the Din Bar Metzora to the Lokeach, we say, why buy this property? Go buy a different property. Go buy somewhere else. When it comes to women Yisomim, Rashi brings down, is that when it came to women Yisomim, they typically did not go out. So when they got the deal, it's atypical for them to go out and find something else. So they don't have to go, they don't have to cease for Yashar Vatov, because they don't have to, they wouldn't be the ones, Kofo Basam El Prima, they wouldn't be the ones going out and making purchases. And when it comes to the Shutuf, it's pretty simple, because the Shutuf is already a partner in your property, so he's a Shachain to the next property. That was case number eight. Now comes another halacha. Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, whether this is talking about Din Bar Metzora or not. We'll go according to Rashi, because we left Rashi before, so we'll go according to Rashi now. That this is Mila da Ape Nafshe. This is not talking about Halachos Bar Metzora. It's just talking about good advice. He says, so now, I want to sell a house. I have a house somewhere. I want to sell it to Shechina Yir. I have two types of neighbors. I have my neighbor on my block, and I have my neighbor and my property upstate on the ranch. So Shechina Yir is Shechina Sadeh, Shechina Yir Kodrim. And I want to sell a third property. I should sell it to my neighbor on my block, because he's more friendly with me, he's more of a close relationship with him, I should sell it to him. Shachem v'talmidei chachamim, my neighbor or a Talmud Chacham was not my neighbor, of course, Talmud Chacham Kodim. The Talmud Chacham goes forced first, because this way, you do a good thing by Talmud Chacham, you're going to get a lot of, that's very righteous. Now, Karov of Talmud Chacham, neither are your neighbor, it's your relative or a Talmud Chacham Kodim. The Talmud Chacham should come first. Yibay Lahu, they ask a question, Shachin, my neighbor, or Karov, my, what should I do? Great line, Tashma, Ton Shachin Karov Me'ach Rachov. It's better to have good neighborly relationships with your next-door neighbor than to have a good relationship with your brother who made Aliyah and lives far away. It's more, I guess you said, it's better to it's better to have good neighbor relationships with your neighbors. You have to, unbelievable statement. So, because you have to deal with the practicality that's in front of you. So family will forgive you, I guess.
You have to give them a discount to
them? Right, it doesn't say it, so I don't know. Gemara, Rashi says, this long Rashi in the middle about why I went by Rashi. Rashi says, also this amazing Rashi. He says, Nira be'enai, it's the third wide line. Nira be'enai, this is where I said it, bedina bar metzra airi. We're not talking about dina bar metzra here. El hisi eitza derech yashatov lemocher. Just to write what you should do. He says, if you go down one line, he says, va'ani lo digdakti bami pi rabbeinu kol tzarki. My Rebbeim taught me that this is about Dina Bar Metzra, and I didn't really look into it enough. I didn't challenge my Rebbeim. Va'adhena peirashti d'metzron dilei ka'amar. Up to now, I explained this talking about the halachas of Dina Bar Metzra. Va'hashta lo nirli. But now, after I looked into it, I don't agree. Rashi was saying, he heard it in Shir, and he never really questioned what was going on in the Shir. Until now, he comes down, he starts to write, and he realizes that his Rebbeim, he thinks his Rebbeim are wrong. Brings a whole bunch of questions as to why this doesn't deal with the Dina Bar Metzra. The other reason why you would say it's a Dina Bar Metzra is because it's punk smack in the middle of Dina Bar Metzra. We have halachas Dina Bar Metzra above, and now we're going to bring down another 8 halachas of Dina Bar Metzra. So what is this doing here in the middle? Okay. But it's machlokas Rashi Tosos. Rashi says it's talking about, it's, so you look at Rashi Tosos Shechina Yair, he says, Ha milsim din hekdama kamayri, kishashnei meitzronim. Talking about hekdama, who's first when both are Dina Bar Metzra. So he says it's talking about a Bar Metzra, both have Dina Bar Metzra, who comes first? Okay. Next, the Gemara goes back to talking about other cases, whether or not the neighbor can prevent the purchase by the purchaser. So, Hani Zuzi Tavev, Hani Zuzi Tekule, Lesbi Mishum Dina Bar Metzra. Basically, if the Lokeach is giving better currency or something that's weighs more, whatever it is, the type that if the currency that he's giving is particular, and it's particular to the liking of the seller, and the purchase and the neighbor can't offer the same type of coinage. Nowadays, this probably won't apply because you just do a wire transfer. But maybe he wants to buy in euros. Maybe he wants to buy whatever he wants to buy. But maybe that would make a difference depending on the currency, right? Bitcoins. So maybe. So then less maybe shum dinar metzra. Then there's no shum dinar metzra because the mocher can claim that it's better for him to accept these types of money that the buyer bought. And if he wants to take it, he's forced to take it from the neighbor, it's not going to be Yashar HaTov to him. You can't do Vesis Yashar HaTov to the neighbor and then not do Vesis Yashar HaTov to the seller. Next case, Hani Sayare Vahani Share, Les Be Mishum Din Bar Metzra. It seems over here, it's Sayare means that they are sealed versus loosed. Because like the problem Rashi says, if they're sealed, then I have to open it, I have to count it, the guy's going to challenge me as to whether or not that I had counted the right amount of money. Loose change is right in front of me. Everyone sees it. So if the purchaser is offering me loose and he's offering me sealed, or maybe it's the other way around, also, either way, if the seller wants this particular type of methodology for the payment to be made, and that methodology is only being offered by the seller, by the purchaser, not by the neighbor, then we don't say dinner de bar metzra. Case number 3. Amar ezil ve'etrach va'et izuzi lo nitrin lei. The guy says, oh, wait, he... Give me a little bit of time, and I'll go match the offer. We don't listen to him because it's right now. You have to be right now. You have to be liquid. But Amar Ezel Aite Zuze, he says, there first is Ezel the Etrach Aite Zuze. I'll work to get the money. Here he says Ezel Aite Zuze. Let's go to the ATM. I'll go just take it out. So then Chazina, and we check. Igavir the Amid Hu the Azlam Aite Zuze. If we think he's liquid enough and has that money, he'll be back here in 10 minutes with the cash. Then Natrinale. Then we'll wait for him to come. But the Elo, if not, lo natrin lei. I mean, if he has the cash at hand, so the Basis Yashatov says, wait for him to have the cash and bring it and do it. How much time you have to wait? I don't know. Next. Ara, this is also Machlokes Rashi Tosos. Ari dechad ubate dechad, mari ari makav amri bate, mari bate lo ma'ari amri ara. Basically, what you have here is a guy owns property, and somebody else owns a house, or owns the lease to a house on the property. So if the guy wants to sell the house lease, the property owner can prevent it and buy the house first. But Mari Bate Loma Akev Mari Ara. But the person who owns the house cannot prevent the property owner from selling to somebody else. He's not going to need a bar mitzvah because he only has a lease. Eventually, that lease is going to expire, and he won't be. It's not his, so he doesn't have the dinah bar mitzvah. Next case also. Ara decha, bedikle decha, the same thing. I own the property, and some guy's leasing out the area for his trees. Mari de ari matzim ma'akev arme dikle. Amari de dikle. The landowner can do bar mitzvah to purchase the leasehold area from the leasehold owner. But mari de dikle, but the leasehold owner, lo matzim ma'akev mari de ara, cannot prevent the landowner from selling his land, because he's not considered the owner, because he only has a leasehold. Next. Okay, ara lebate v'ara lezara. Okay, so a person wants to buy property to buy and to build houses, and the neighbor wants to buy it in order to plant. So it's being sold, but they want to be. It's two different purposes. The purchaser wants to develop the land, develop for housing, and the neighbor wants to just keep it, you know, for agricultural. So the Gemara says here, yishuv. And the Miri says Yishuv here means the housing, Adif, the less maybe Shumdin the Bar Metzra. Building the house is more important to have property and to have housing. You know, that's more important, right? There's a whole political party in Israel that's just dedicated for more housing. So there's more housing is more important. Problem we have over here is that I don't know if you remember, we mentioned back on Daf Kuf Aleph that you had the person who built the house without permission of somebody, and a person who planted trees without the permission of somebody, and then he wants to take back his stuff. We say he can take back his housing stuff, he can't take back the trees. Because we said, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, which seemed to me that planting, agriculture, was more important than the housing. And here it seems to be the complete opposite. Okay, so the Chavos Yair in the back says that maybe there's a hierarchy, that trees are first, housing second, crops are third. That seems to be the indication. Otherwise, you have a problem over here of which is more important for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Okay. In that eighth case, afsik mishunisa oriba the dikla chazin imyachal achnis ba. If you will tell him echad v'is be mishum din bar metzra ilav less mishum din bar metzra. Let's say there's a border either of bedrock or there's a border of trees. If for any reason we can put between that border even just one row of plants or vegetation, then you have a halacha bar metzra. But if it's a complete separation, a complete block between the two, obviously the stuff is hefker, it's not owned by either of them because that comes the border. There's a complete block between the two, then it's not neighboring properties anymore. There's the hefsek, and there's no halacha of bar metzra. Next case, where you have the nice illustration in Rashi. If you could go into the manuscripts, some have the illustrations, some don't have the manuscripts. Actually, the manuscripts all have the illustrations, but the initial publications of the Bamberg Shas and other things like that did not have the illustration, came back in a little later, but that's just whatever. Hani Arba B'nei Mitzrani. So you have four people who border his property. His property is here, and there are four borders, each one. Who gets first? Right, the Kadim Chaminayu V'Zavin, and so one goes up there and buys it first. Zavin is Vine. It's a good purchase, because he's a Bar Metzra. It all bar mitzvah. So we can first come, first serve on the bar mitzvah deal. But the ikula asu b'hadei adade. But they all hear that he wants to sell it, and they all come in one shot. So what do? Palgule bikar nazil. You split it basically like in the triangles. You just draw the X down the middle, and each person gets the triangle that's closer to their border. Okay. Fine. Machrat tosos for example. Machlokus rishonim. Whether or not the dinner bar mitzvah only applies to fields, or it also applies to houses. If my neighbor is selling his house next door to me, do I have the right of first refusal to buy the house? Machlokes is showing up on that. Okay, we'll stop here. Chanan Rikasha Omer, Rosh Kodesh Baruch, Nazak Israel.